Atlanta's air is getting cleaner. Earlier this month, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency made it official. The metro area is now in compliance with federal standards on ozone, which contributes to smog. WABE's Molly Samuel reports that's good news for people's health, but the pollution rules could be stricter.
The science on ozone is strong, say public health experts. It can worsen lung and heart problems, but ozone can even take a toll on people who are otherwise healthy. So it's good for Atlantans that the region has less of the pollution that causes ozone than it used to.
A lot of different things came together for this.
David D'Onofrio works on air pollution for the Atlanta Regional Commission.
Part of it is the fact that power plants have been getting cleaner in our region. Part of it is related to technology on cars. The fuel they're burning is cleaner. They have higher miles per gallon.
Atlanta just complied with ozone requirements set by the EPA in 2008. The agency actually released lower ozone standards in 2015, but the Trump administration recently delayed fully implementing that rule.
From a scientific standpoint, I'm happy that we're hitting the old standard, but I'd like to see us approaching the new standard and even below.
Jeremy Sarnat is a professor at Emory's Rollins School of Public Health. He says even the 2015 standard isn't as low as he'd like to see. Ozone affects everyone. It's not the kind of pollutant that sticks right next to the highways, for instance. Christina Fuller is an environmental health professor at Georgia State. She says ozone is a regional problem.
You know, we're all exposed to the ambient air.
So leaving the ozone standard a little higher for a year?
That's a large burden on public health.
For now, the 2015 standard will go into full effect next year, and a handful of Atlanta counties will probably have more work to do to meet it. Molly Samuel, WABE News.